broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
I was never ever interested in being
security borders, enforce the laws.
I just got a call from the residents of Charlie Sheen.
He claimed that he was going to cook the cat.
Boy, what a headache.
Famous Phil Hendrick Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And our number, 877-876-PHIL, and also online at philhendrickshow.com. And, of course, we're going places every night where talk shows, frankly, wish they could, but they can't. And it's a big job for a big show. All right. We have our website, philhendrickshow.com. Go on over there, get yourself a backstage pass, and get with it, brother. Watch the show here from the comfort of your home on your laptop. You can watch it on your you can watch it on your iPhone. Well, you can't watch it on the iPhone yet, can you? Because iPhone, they don't play Flash Player. But you can very shortly watch it on your iPhone on demand. You can watch it on your Droid on demand or live. So if you're out mobile tonight and you say, well, I think I'll check in with Phil and watch the show on my video cast. Boom, there we are. All the smartphones, your Droids, all of them. So check it out at philhendrickshow.com. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association will join us here. Just, I think it's just we have Bobby this evening to talk with us about a similar situation they had to what has just transpired in Canton, Michigan. There's a school district in Canton, Michigan called the Plymouth Canton School District. I imagine because there's another town or something there that's called Plymouth. And they have decided to allow a Sikh student, and the Sikh people are a religious sect originating in the sub-Asian continent, India, and they are going to allow Sikh students to wear a small religious dagger to school. This is a small 3 to 5 inch kirpan or dagger that is a religious symbol that baptized Sikh males are expected to carry that symbolizes power over evil. The school originally would not let the boy keep the kirpan. They instituted a ban because of concerns from parents and conflicts with the district's prohibitions against bringing weapons into school. And it may sound silly, and much of the zero-tolerance stuff sounds a little silly to us. Bobby Dooley is on the line with us. Bobby, I just want to finish this story here. Are you there, Bobby?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Under new guidelines, kirpans meeting certain criteria will be allowed for Sikh students. And so you went through this yourself with another student in the in your school there at Western Estates Middle School. What was the child's name?
That was a Tom family, UTTAM. His name was Amar, A-M-A-R, a very nice boy. And we realized that what we could do, we really wanted to provide, obviously, safe learning for all of the students, but we do want to balance the rights of students to express and, of course, practice their religion. And in light of the strict scrutiny standard that's applied, we decided to, just as these people have done in Michigan, we decided to allow this child to bring a modified version of this so that he could carry his kirpan.
Now, this is a dagger, but it's a ceremonial dagger. It's only 3 to 5 inches. 5 inches is not very long. Is it something that you think could reasonably threaten the safety of another student?
Well, I don't know. Obviously, anything that is pointed, regardless of the size, anything you can jab with, anything you can stick someone with, could certainly be considered dangerous. We have all manner of sharp objects in school, anything from ballpoint pens to pencils. What we decided is that the kirpan, if he was going to wear it at school, should be sewn inside a sheath, which is what they carry the ceremonial dagger in such a way that the blade cannot be removed. The blade of the katana was restricted to no more than 2 1/4 inches. It must be a dull blade, and it could not be worn on the outside of the clothing. So what we did there was then, allow for the expression of freedom of religion, which is what we're really about at our school, Phil, and at the same time, make sure that the students are safe.
I'm hearing water. Now, I know that you're taking a little bit of a bath tonight, huh?
It's been that kind of a day. It's been a tough day because you have to explain these things to parents who... A lot of the parents are not aware of different religions beyond the Christian religion or the Jewish faith, and they become very concerned, and they ask a lot of questions, and many of the questions are good questions, and many of the questions are not, and so, you do get a headache. And I got a little bit of a migraine headache, so...
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope you're feeling better. It sounds like you're in a nice hot tub. Let me ask you, though, to that extent, Josh Taylor, one of the students, I believe, at Western Estates...
I know the story.
Okay, so the Josh Taylor family. When that little boy stood up to pray, he was brought to... I guess the child was brought to the office, the administration.
He went to... He went to Bill Tradlin's office, and I said send him directly over to me because I wanted to know what was going on.
All right, so this little boy was praying?
Well, he was trying to organize a prayer. And can I ask you a question while you're bringing this up?
Well, my question is this, not that I'm bringing it up, but it was brought up to me by a couple of parents. If you want to make sure that a Sikh student's religious freedom is protected, then why is a Christian student's religious freedom to express themselves not protected?
The reason, first of all, I don't really appreciate your comparison. I don't think they're the same thing. I think they're apples and oranges. And I am, again, I want to remind you and your listeners that I had a day, if I could be a little religious, I had a day from hell. Dealing with this issue with the kirpan, and then what you're asking me, which I don't think it's really fair, Phil.
Why isn't it fair? If a Sikh student is allowed to wear this ceremonial dagger as an expression of his religion, and at least in the case here of the Plymouth Canton School District, and you said the same thing, you do not want to inhibit the expression of a person's religion, a student's religion, and yet you didn't let this boy pray. Why?
And are you saying this because you feel that this is relevant?
I do. I feel it's relevant. I feel that the wearing of a religious dagger is an expression of a Sikh religious ethic or event. It's a symbol of something. Why not pray?
Well, the reason why I told that student the Josh Taylor story, is that right?
Yeah, the Christian boy that wanted to pray.
I know he was Christian. And when they brought him to the administrative offices, I said, I want to see him immediately. So they had called ahead, and they talked to Bob Tuggle, who's the principal. And I said to Bob, I want to talk to that young man. I don't want him even talking to you. Bring him directly to me. They brought him over to me, and I told Josh, why did you stand up and try to pray when you know that that's not allowed? Even though we have that Sikh student, and I know what you're trying to pull. And he gave me this smart look. So I knew that he was a very much a discipline problem.
And what do you mean a smart look?
He gave me the look like I got you now, Dooley. I know the type.
Do you think that this boy stood up to pray in school because he wanted to get you?
I think he did. I think they knew that this Sikh story was going to happen. I think that he...
I don't want to get too involved in this, Ms. Dooley, because I really would like, I think the essential question that I'm asking you is a good question, and that is the following thing. Was this child, the Sikh, How is he any different from a Catholic, from a Christian? You wanted this Sikh child to be able to wear his kirpan, his ceremonial dagger, and it's a religious symbol that baptized Sikh males are expected to carry. And the quote, I believe, in light of, you want them to freely exercise his or her religion, and we don't want an individual's right to be violated, correct?
That's exactly correct, yes. And so you're going to ask me why I didn't let the Christian boy pray.
Yes, exactly. Why not then let him pray?
The reason why is because Christians are in a majority and get to pray basically anytime they want to, as well as pray to a lot of the programs on television, as well as pray to in the church, as well as pray in a church, as well as, you know, I think it's a trick question that you're asking me. I've got a migraine headache.
No, I'm not trying to ask you a trick question, and I'm sorry, and if you don't want to be on the air, that's fine.
No, I'm fine, Phil, but I think this is, I think it's a trick question.
No, it's not. It's not. I really don't think it's a trick question. If a Sikh child, if a child of a religion is allowed to carry this symbol because you don't want to, violate his religious freedom, why not let a Christian child pray?
The Christian child praying, we're opposed to that. Because the atheists who initially brought this whole prayer in school thing, they were the ones that did not want the Christians to have all of this. I don't think they thought about Sikhs. I don't, right now, I would say this. I'd be happy to answer your question if you will at least admit that Christians are oppressive.
You know what, I'm going to, if I admit that Christians are oppressive.
Yes.
All right, you know what, hold on for a minute. Let me give the phone number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Bobby and Steve Dooley here. They allowed at Western Estates Homeowners, Western Estates Middle School, a Sikh child to wear a ceremonial dagger, a religious dagger, because they don't want to violate his freedom of religion, but a Christian child was not allowed to pray. So how come? Ms. Dooley says Christians are in the majority, and they also are a little oppressive. 877-876-PHIL. More calls from you with our guest Bobby Dooley. And next hour, of course, our news hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Online with us is Bobby Dooley. She is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, as well as their parent-teacher organization. Now, the question that we're talking here, and I think it's a very good question, Ms. Dooley, and I don't... I know that you made this decision to allow the little boy, the little Sikh child, this child, Amar Utman, I think is his name, Utam?
Amar Utam, yes.
Okay. You allowed that child to wear his little kirpan, which is this dagger. It is a religious symbol. You allowed him to wear this on his uniform sewed onto the onto his clothing because you don't want to...
No, I heard your reasons. I know what my reasons are, Mr. Henry.
Ms. Dooley, please, I'm articulating them so my audience knows, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so then when the little Christian boy wanted to pray... you did not want him to pray.
That's correct, because it's against the Constitution of the United States. And I don't know what...
Then why is his religious freedom not respected?
Whose religious freedom are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Christian child that is not allowed to pray, but the little boy with the dagger, and I know I got a guy holding on in Detroit who's asking about weapons in school, so I guess he missed the point totally. This is not about weapons in school, right?
No, it is not about weapons in school, because it's sewn into the sheet.
Okay, so am I going to be wasting a lot of time with line 8 here? Well, let's go to the call anyway. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Jim in Detroit. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes,
I don't know. I'm not wasting any time.
No, I'm just saying, Jim, your question is about weapons in school.
weapons in school.
Okay, first of all, she's got it's sewed into. Hold on. It's sewed into a sheath. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, a sheath is all that is to hold the knife.
So you don't really know what you're not really sure what we're talking about here, right? I mean, we're talking about religious freedom. All right, go ahead. So you think it's a weapon in school? Go ahead.
Sure.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
It's a weapon in school.
No.
It's a knife.
No, it's not.
A knife?
It's not.
It's not a knife. It's not a blade that's 2 inches and a quarter inch.
No.
Isn't that what you said? I swear I heard you say it's a blade.
All right. Thank you very much.
Dull.
Let's keep our eyes on the ball here, screening these calls. What we're talking about is religious freedom and not about the fact that it's not a dagger, right?
No, it is a symbol. It's not a dagger. And if it were a dagger, it would violate zero tolerance. But it's not.
All right. So anyway, 877-876-PHIL. Again, the prayer in school thing is what I'm talking about.
No, I know, Mr. Henry, but you're not winning the argument. You know, you're just not winning the argument.
I'm not trying to argue anything. I'm just asking.
Well, yes, you are. I think you're so far off base with your argument that man wanted to talk about weapons in school instead. That's how just completely incomprehensible you are.
If I'm incomprehensible, let me ask you this. Freedom of expression of religious belief is what you said that child's right was.
That's correct.
But you don't think the kid who's Christian has that right?
No, I don't. And people agree with me. People agree with me. Phil, you need to understand.
Why do you think people agree with you?
Because that last man that called wanted to talk about a weapon in school. That's how bored he is with your point of view. Now, if you'll just let me finish.
Go ahead.
People agree that Christians have enough prayer. They pray here, they pray there, they pray everywhere. They're praying around the clock. These Sikh people have no place to pray. I don't even know if there's such a thing as a Sikh church, to be honest with you. So we don't really even see the Sikhs in church. So when a little boy comes to school with a dagger, and that is his symbol, we let him wear that. And when I told that Christian child that he was not allowed to pray, he came into my office and gave me this smart-ass look. And that's what I called his parents.
What did his parents say?
His parents said, how dare you let that Sikh child wear that symbol, but not let our child pray. And I said, well, that's too bad because everyone's on my side and no one's on your side. And they gave me another one of these looks, just like their son, like they thought I was some sort of a thing, not a human being, but a thing. And I said, have a very pleasant and productive afternoon. And I went back to whatever I was doing. I think I was putting on some bunion cream.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're saying, Phil, is so far out of the mainstream. Everyone wants the Sikh child to have religious freedom. No one cares about the Christian kid because they've been running roughshod for years. Years.
877-876-PHIL. Let me go over here to Robert in Greensboro, North Carolina. Go ahead, Robert. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, Ms. Dooley, I have a question for you. This country is founded on freedom of religion, right?
Well, it's founded on a lot of things.
Well, that's my main question. Was this country founded on freedom of religion, yes or no?
It was founded on freedom of freedom, really. That's what it was founded on the freedom.
Okay, my other question is this. You tell one religion, okay, go ahead and practice, it's fine. Why would you tell another one to sit down and you're not allowed to practice? Where's the equality in that?
That's what I've been asking. That's what I've been asking, Robert.
You have to treat all religions equally so that not one is felt less than the other. Isn't that what we've been trying to do for all these years, is trying to treat everyone equally, including religion?
Yes, Absolutely. That's what we're trying to do. And so we're giving that Sikh child the opportunity that he never had to wear his little symbol. And the Christian, he got to do all of his praying from the very beginning of the country.
Well, mm-hmm. I think you owe that little boy an apology for telling him he said
part. Well, I don't want to apologize to a child that was rude. He rolled his eyes at me.
Well, we're not talking about the child now. We're really talking about the practice of prayer in school. Robert, thank you very much. 877-876-PHIL. Bobby Dooley talking about giving a Sikh child the religious freedom to wear a symbol of his religion, but the Christian child couldn't pray. Isn't that unequal? 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back.
Phil Hendry.
No, it's not unequal.
Show 877-876-PHIL, and we're talking here with Bobby Dooley, who is the president of the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization, Religious Freedom in School, a Sikh student. And the Sikhs are who, Bobby, if you can give us a thumbnail?
Yeah, the Sikhs are, generally, we recognize them as the people who wear the turbans. And
don't they wear sort of a traditional kind of pants?
It's a sort of Muslim-style pants. Hold on. That's dope. It's a kind of a Muslim-style pants. The women wear these tunics. The men wear the tunics. The men generally have beards. And they worship, I don't really know the particulars of the religion, but they do have a very small symbol of this dagger, much like the cross. You know,
Are Christians allowed to wear the cross in public schools?
I think that they are. Although I don't, that's a good question. I would not allow it.
Well, okay, see, this is what I'm talking about. Why would you allow this?
I already told you.
No, you didn't tell me. You told me that the Christians, there's too many of them, and they're oppressive, and they're in the majority, and they've already done all the praying that they're ever going to want to do, and so let's give other guys a chance. Is that it?
No, I didn't say let's give other guys a chance. I didn't put it in the colloquial fashion that you did. I said Christians have been marking their territory long enough. Let's give some of these others who are more non-traditional. I think you would agree that a religion that wears a turban or has its children dressed in this very exotic way is an interesting sidelight and might be fun to watch. And so
this child wearing this symbol is fun to watch.
Mr. Hendry, you are trying to entrap me, and I'm not going to let you do it.
Well, I know, but I am finding glaring inconsistencies in what you're saying. The kid with the dagger, he gets to wear that. The kid with the cross, yeah, he does, but he shouldn't. The kid with the dagger has religious freedom rights. The kid who prays, no, he doesn't. That's what I've been hearing here.
You know, you're talking so much, I can hear that there's saliva building up in the back of your mouth. There's a nervousness to you. You're making me nervous.
No, there's no nervousness to me. I'm hearing what you're saying, and I'm reacting to it.
Well, I'm hearing a very glottal kind of, I don't know what to say. It sounds as if you're going to be sick. And
no, I'm not going to be sick. What I'm trying to figure out here is how, and you sound like you run a unilateral dictatorship there.
Why do you say that?
Because the kid bypassed the principal and came right to you and gave you the smart-ass look, as you put it, and the parents rolled their eyes. So the whole family, Christian though they may be, prayerful though they may be, are a bunch of smart-asses.
That's right, yes. And I've had my eye on these people since they came to the school. And they pray, and they're all very much church-going. But when push comes to shove, there's some real, you know, they really very sarcastic.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Randy in St. George, Utah. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I'm having a hard time understanding or trying to follow where Mrs. Dooley is going. Mrs. Dooley, let's say if you were to present a vote to your students, would those who are Sikhs, would they carry more weight than a Christian?
No, absolutely not.
Even though they're a minority.
Equal religion, equal religion, equal freedom.
So
I've tried to explain this to Mr. Henry. You don't get it either.
No, we don't get it.
I'm talking to the man, not you. You don't get it either.
I don't get it either. I'll be honest. I don't get it either. And where Mr.
What is it that you don't get?
Sick, I will get sick because I don't understand where you're coming from.
Well, maybe you're not very bright.
You know something? The fact that you are saying what you're saying, which is the following thing, the Sikh child gets to have the...
I explained already that Christians have been ruling the roost ever since the beginning of the country. You're in Utah, sir?
I am in Utah.
Okay, are you a Mormon?
I am a Mormon.
All right, you know that Mormons, they ran the show out there for years. They had posses and they had... all kinds of things. And if you went against them, good luck. You know, they'd find you draped over a tree branch. So I think we've had just about enough of that. And now we want to hear from the Sikhs.
Oh, I see. So, in other words, because the Mormons are have been running around shooting people and the other Christians have been running around doing what they've been doing, then that's enough of that.
Exactly. And the gentleman who's the Mormon was laughing, so I guess maybe he thinks that's funny that they were shooting people and draping them over tree branches as signposts as to how to find your way to Brigham Young's ranch.
Oh, man. Let's take a break here on the Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Back here with Bobby Dooley from the Western States Parent Teacher Organization, who's in a tub tonight because, is your headache gone, or?
The migraine headache?
Yeah.
No, it is not gone. And I know I told you people that I would give you an hour, and I want to do that. But I don't really hear anything that has challenged me. I hear a lot of people repeating what you're saying, Phil. But I don't hear anything that has intellectually challenged me. And because of that, I feel it only right to tell you that I may want to conclude this interview early.
Well, what do you mean by challenged you? I think I have challenged you. I've said that in one instance, a child is allowed religious freedom. In the other instance, the child is not.
Christians do not get... Let me put it to you this way. You're talking about Christians, right?
Yes.
I spoke to the Mormon a minute ago, and that Mormon laughed because he knew what I was saying was true. Christians don't get the same religious freedom that other religions get.
Why not?
Because Christians founded this country and were allowed to be as free as the birds for decades, if not centuries, until... There wasn't a street, there wasn't an alley, there wasn't a lane, a country lane, there wasn't a deserted stretch of desert or beach that didn't have either a cross or a fully constructed church on it. Christians spread out all across this country and made it theirs. Now come other religions, and we feel as educators that while Christians do get to have churches and everything, we decided to not allow prayer in school.
Because it was going to be Christian prayer?
Because it was going to be the same old thing, yes. And that was unconstitutional.
And boy, you're reading of the Constitution.
Well, well, excuse me, I'm not done yet.
I'm just saying, your reading of the constitutional is, like, insane.
I'm not done yet.
You don't allow Christian prayer, but you do allow prayer from Muslims or Jews.
Because Muslims and Jews were on deck, if you want to put it that way. I mean, I can't say that they were persecuted, although the Jews were very persecuted. There were no Muslims here to persecute because the Muslims suddenly got the bright idea that, oh, let's go to America. I don't know when that happened or why. So,
boy.
What does that mean, boy?
You know, the first of all, the First World War, which we just described last hour, the First World War was a war that forced an awful lot of immigration out of the Middle East, and much of it coming here to the United States. We had Muslims coming to the United States at the turn of the century in the millions, along with all of the folks from Europe. So the roots are sunk down at least as far back as then. Now you're talking about Jews and their immigration to the United States. And, of course, the same thing can be said for them because of the turmoil in the Middle East and in Europe because of the Holocaust. You know, so...
Well, you're making a point, Phil, that's all well and good. But the point that I'm making is they finally got here. And when they did, as Steve says, they were on deck.
And what do you mean on deck?
The religious freedom.
The religious freedom.
All right, let's go to another phone call, 1-877-876-PHIL, and here is Sal in Buffalo, New York, listening on WWKB. Sal, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I'd just like to,
yes,
to ask her why the rights of the few overrule the rights of the many, and that what, in your opinion, gives you the right to interpret your own feelings in making a decision against somebody as a Christian. You know, praying, and this other little boy being able to have his own religious medallion, if you want to call it. You have called it a dagger, so I don't understand why you say it's not a dagger. But regardless of that, if it's a religious article in our Constitution and our people have fought for so much, especially Christians, to get the things that they need out of their own religion and their own prayer and to make themselves feel safe and secure. Why does then you have the right to then say to that boy, you can't pray?
Well, first of all, to address the dagger issue, it is a dagger, but it's not a dagger that you can use to actually harm anyone. It's a symbolic dagger. It would be as if you went to the restaurant and had one of those drinks and they put a little toy sword in it. You know how they put the sword into the carry?
Little plastic sword.
I understand that.
It's like that. Although you could put someone's eye out with it, you could probably take a piece of their eye with it.
All right. Well, then why would you allow that?
It's sewed into the sheath. That's the number one issue. But to address the larger issue that the gentleman mentioned, the Christians have had a pretty good time of it. You know, they've been doing everything they want. And I don't know what else they need.
Well, they do it in a structure, don't they? I mean, they do it with the rights of the freedoms that have been given to us by people that have fought and lost their lives. And so, you know, they have somebody then say, I'm going to be the keeper of rules now, and I'll make a decision because there are mass amounts of Christians around the world.
Right.
And there may be, you know, only 100,000 of this person's belief. I'm not sure
the Sikh,
what to call it.
Yeah, the Sikh religion.
The Sikh religion, I mean, how is something like the Sikh religion given more weight if somebody is fought so hard to get the rights that they deserve and they won, and then they're taken from them and saying that, okay, we're going to make this fair for everybody, so we're going to have a Bill of Rights. And this Bill of Rights says you're not allowed to do this, and this because we feel it's unsafe. It causes some havoc in the classroom, and that we're going to try to keep this out of our public schools because of our funding and different things, and we don't want to offend anybody. But aren't you offending the masses? I mean, the majority of the people out there.
Well, first of all, I don't know what you mean by the majority. I had to make a call, a ruling. I decided it was unconstitutional for that boy to pray.
Where do you decide?
Excuse me, Mr. Hendry, I'm not done. I decided that it was unconstitutional, but I did... Could you give me a towel? I did decide that it was constitutional for the other child. And why did I do that? All right. The Sikh religion, you're right, Sal, has only about 100,000 people. I don't know. But we have in this country something called the rights of... We respect the right of the majority, but we protect the rights of the minority. So I told little Josh Taylor, I said, your people have been, your mother and father have been in this office. You know that we don't like each other. I said, so why don't you back it down a notch? And that's when he went back into the classroom and started, our Father who art in heaven, how, in other words, he was really sticking it in and turning it. You know?
What kind of a relationship do you have with this family?
Oh, they're really pushing me to the edge.
So did you, the little boy was praying and you told him to stop?
Yes.
And then he went back and prayed louder?
Yes.
And then the parents visited?
And then the parents came in and I told them that I had made a ruling that what he did was unconstitutional, but that the little Sikh boy could wear his religious symbol. And they rolled their eyes at me and went like this. I don't know if you heard me, Phil, but they tongue clucked. They went like that.
Okay.
Well, it's very rude. It's insulting.
But it may be rude, isn't it rude to give somebody, you know, that same opinion as, well, you're making, you know, faces at me, or you're interpreting that the size. You know, I told my children a long time ago. I raised two children by myself.
Well, they went like this. They went,
It really doesn't make sense if I could just make this point. I said, if you have something to say to me, why don't you write it down in a letter? Because there's no size, there's no eye movements, there's no, you know, you don't get upset as easily, right? So this way, I know exactly what you want to say and how you want to say it. Because if I was to judge my children and make decisions based on every time, you know, we talk, I would always be in havoc with them. I would always be upset. So, you know, this way
I know what you mean. No, I know what you mean. But see, these are adults. These are adults.
Yeah.
And the adults were all, like that. And I said to them, okay, then I won't tell you. And
well, it doesn't sound very grown up to me. Either your behavior, Ms. Dooley, if you'll pardon me, or the behavior of these parents. Sal, I appreciate very much your phone call, and
thank
I sympathize with the writing of the letters. That's very funny. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, hold on for a minute. You just said goodbye to that man. Hey, thanks, Sal. Hey, you know, man to man. And I'm what? The freak on the phone?
No, Ms. Dooley, you're not, but you're expressing an opinion that I'm taking exception to.
No, but I heard you say, okay, thanks a lot, Sal, and I really empathize.
No, I know what I said to the gentleman. I thought it was funny what he was saying about telling his kids to write a letter.
Right, but then you turned back to me and you went, okay, Ms. Dooley, like I'm somehow the thing in the cage. Okay, Sal, I'll see you later. I got to hose this down.
I did not say that.
Well, I feel as if I'm being treated that way. And I heard that.
Ms. Dooley, I'm doing...
I heard somehow you went like that.
I'm sorry, but I am battling a cold. I apologize. You don't allow Christian prayer. You do allow Muslim and Jewish prayer and Sikh prayer. And you call that equality. Here is, I believe the name is House. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. There's been numerous Supreme Court cases, national and state level, that have found that quota laws and affirmative action based on, you know, religion and on race are unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm.
It's reverse discrimination, and they've been found unconstitutional by people that actually have the power to do so.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know how does that apply to what we're doing. That boy was allowed to have the little religious symbol. Otherwise, you know what happens? I have to deal with the Muslims, and I've got to deal with the... I don't know who else is out there. And they're all going to say the same thing, that our school is racially discriminates. So I dealt with it.
And then when the little boy who's praying the Christian prayer...
Well, that was a Christian who knows full well he's not allowed to do that. So they were trying to stick, I don't know how to put it, but it was as if they were putting my nose in it and rubbing my face around in it, you know?
Unfortunately, though, since the Supreme Court has decided that displaying one religion over another religion, like allowing a Sikh man to promote his religion over a Christian child praying, is unconstitutional. Either they don't, neither are allowed to do it, or they're both allowed to do it. You can't favor one or the other, and you can't say that Christians have had all of this freedom the whole time. Either, you know, you move forward and you say that you can do this or you can't, because the favoring of one religion over another was found unconstitutional numerous times by the Supreme Court.
Well, I know you're emotional about this. And
why do you say he's emotional?
Well, I heard his voice go, am I making you angry, or I don't mean to?
You're not making me angry. It's
all right,
cold here in Central New York.
I beg your pardon?
It's cold. I have a cold.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I think what you have there is the little boy can wear the dagger, the Christian can't wear the cross or pray, because I'm not favoring him. I am disfavoring this one, and excuse my language, this one punk.
So you don't like the kid or his family?
No.
Well, what about other Christian kids?
Oh, they're fine.
So you're telling me that I spent a whole hour talking to you about one Christian kid, but the rest of them, it doesn't matter?
Well, you're the one that was driving at home, Phil. Stop. Give me that towel.
Phil.
I want a towel, Steve.
I've got a towel.